Sya Yamanjana Salakaya Chaksarun Ritam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Namaho Vishnu Padaya Krishna Tastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauradhani Tacharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Dasatarine. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya
Jaya Chaitanya Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya
Jaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Jaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Gaura Nitai Jaya Gaura Nitai Gaura Nitai Jaya Gaura Nitai. Jaya Raghavini Dwarkadish, Raghavini Dwarkadish, Raghavini Dwarkanath, Raghavini Dwarkanath. Jaya Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Baladev, Jai Subhadra. Prahlada Singha Jaya, Prahlada Singha, Prahlada Singha Jaya, Prahlada Singha. Nintai Gora Hariso, 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 Hariso. Oka Kuroti Rachalam, Pangurang Ayate Girin, Yat Kitha Chanahan Vande, Siguruni Tainam, Paramahana Madhava, Sri Chaitanya Ismail, Ajay Sri Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki, Jai Navadeva Kumar Ki, Jai Sri Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Pansata, Childis, Janma Phutti Lila Ki, Sanalita Bhaktivinoda Ki, all glories to the ascendal devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. I just got a phone call a few minutes ago from Bhakti Chiruswami. He was on the he was going to meet the Vrikram party. Right now in India it's about 6:30 and there's about a half hour difference from here. So the devotees are going from on the Ganges River by boat down to the Samudragar where the ocean meets the Ganges. And he wanted a message for the devotees. He said they are missing me very much. But I'm very grateful that he and Lokanath Maharaj are taking the international party. This year there's Tirthartis. About 1,000 devotees in the international party, 1,000 in the Russian party, 3,000 in the Bengali party. So total 5,000 devotees. Hello! We heard that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he had some years of 5,000 and it grew up to 10,000. So we hope that we'll also grow and we'll reach 10,000 devotees. So yesterday, the devotees, they went to the Koladweep. I told this morning about Majadweep. Koladweep, I didn't tell you. I'll tell a little bit about Koladweep and then some pastime of Lord Chaitanya. So in Koladweep, this is an island of, I think, Padasena, worshipping the lotus feet of the Lord. And it's Koladweep is where the present-day city of Navadweep town is. 500 years ago, Navadweep used to be on the eastern bank of the Ganges. When the British came, they built a railway track on the western side. So naturally the economy and the city moved to where the railway was. So now the city is there. There was a big fight between the city pundits. They wanted that Koladweep should be named as the ancient Mayapur, the Prachin Mayapur. But our Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, He supported Bhaktivinoda Thakur's discovery of the birthplace with Jagannath Balaji as on the eastern side. So the issue was taken out to the British at that time, and the Governor General, Mr. Anderson or something, he came to adjudicate the matter. So he heard both sides, and he came to the conclusion that the present city of Navadvip was too far away from the Chankasi's house to be considered as his birthplace, because how far Shiva's Angan was from the birth of the house of Lord Chaitanya was a known fact, and how far the Chankasi house was also known. It said that Chankasi, he would get his sleep disturbed by the kirtan at night. Lord Chaitanya and his associates would chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. So Srinivas Thakur's house is about a mile away. So it's possible that the kirtan could go a mile. But Navadvip town is about 5 miles. So it's not very likely that the sound would disturb the sleep from 5 miles away. Like this, so the British sealed, this is Sri Nayadhur, this is the holy dog. So whatever they could discover. But anyway, now pretty much the people accept that Mayapur is the original place of Lord Chaitanya. We go there, and we go to two or three main places. One place is the Samadhi of Jagannath Das Babaji. He was an ancient Babaji, rather from 150 years ago. He lived to the 113 years. You're not leaving us, sir. Hare Krishna. Thank you for coming tonight. You can leave your email, your address. We'll keep in contact. Thank you. She's the guest of one of our devotees here. So, Lord Chaitanya, he used to come to Kolar Dweep. This was known as Kolar Dunga. So there, Jagannath Das Balaji, he had his ashram, and he was living there. So he became the guru of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his Shiksha guru. But he accepted him as his main guru. So there he left Vrindavan and came to Mayapur. He saw both as being non-different, but he saw Vrindavan as a bit, a harsh, and Nayanthara as a bit, a feeling. So he did his dajat in Nayanthara. He was the one who gave us the mantra, Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Das Hari Gaur Bhaktavinoda. So we chant that before we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So there he realized his Siddha Swarup. He realized he was who he was in the eternal service of Radha and Krishna. So one doesn't have to go to Vrindavan to realize your Siddha Swarup. You can realize it in Nayanthara. And so that's why Jagannath Das Babaji is called Siddha Jagannath Das Babaji, because he was a Siddha. He was a perfected Ajiva who realized, who achieved Krishna Prema in this lifetime, who realized his eternal relationship with Radha and Krishna. The Bhaktivinoda Charity Trust fixed up their kitchen and some places around their ashram. We also went to the temple of Vishnu Priya. This is a temple to Lord Chaitanya, which was carved 500 and some years ago from the original tree that Lord Chaitanya was appeared under. So that same deity that she worshipped is still there in Navadvip. So we go every year and we chant before that deity, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So once the devotees start the kirtan, you can't stop them. So we have one group goes at about 3, and the other group, they go on with kirtan until about 4, sometimes 5, and then we take them, we leave some guides back to take them to our ISKCON ashram. That is a place where we own some land at Pratap Nagar, and that is by the side of the Vurigang, the old Ganges. So there we observe the night halt. So the devotees, they left from there by the Ganges, by boat, and they're going down to, they'll touch the tip of Koladip and go to Ritudip. And Ritudip, they'll stay overnight in a place called Vidyanagar. So I'll tell about that tomorrow. Today, a little more about quality. Now, how the island got its name? You all know? Bhakti, no, you know? like that you'll not. So, I don't embarrass the initiated devotees. It's the kola. Deep kola is a name for the Lord incarnation, Rahadev. We have our secretaries, Maha Rahadas. So Rahadev, he took the earth and brought it up from the depths of the ocean, the Garbhoduck ocean. It had fallen from orbit, and all the human beings died. All animals, everything died because it fell into the out of the orbit. So this also, like, we don't know what is the a result of drilling down and taking the oil. We all ride our automobiles. We're used to it, we're addicted to it, but we don't know in the long run that whether this oil may be needed to keep the center, the core of the earth, burning. We don't know. So somehow the demons, they screwed up the whole ecology so that they literally raped the earth with all its resources, that as a result, it fell from orbit. It lost its ability to float. Exactly how, I don't know. And if I knew, I wouldn't tell you, because we don't want it to happen again. But, so Lord Dwar, he appeared, and he came. Now, all the devas, they need the earth. They wanted the earth to come. So they prayed to Lord Vishnu, who was here, and Lord Brahma. Hashu! He sneezed, and a little speck came out through his nose. But this speck was not a speck of mucus. It was a small war. A little microscopic war, and running around like an insect. And then it became bigger and bigger, and pretty soon it was the size of a mouse. He kept running around. He became the size of a cat, and the size of a dog, the size of a lion, the size of the elephant. It became so big, it flew in the sky. Lord Var, the incarnation of Vishnu, he was so big he could lift the earth out on his tusks. So he was smaller than the smallest, bigger than the biggest. This is called Anilasiti, Mahimasiti. So the Lord has all cities. So he became so big. So it's when he took out the earth and put it back into the orbit, at that time, the demon, the elder brother of the Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, he attacked Rahadev, he attacked Kuladev, and they had a big fight in the outer space. So, at that time, Rahadev, the Deva said, "Please, now is the auspicious time. Please, kill off. Let's play with him." So, when he was getting the final blow, his hind foot touched earth. At that time, it touched in the island of Navadvip called Kola Deep. He got the name because Rahadev appeared there. Bang! He hit the demon with his front holster, front holster, and choo. He was dead on the spot. So, that island called Koladip is blessed by Rahadev. There's also in history that one devotee called Vasudev, He was a devotee of Rahadev, and he worshipped Lord Raha. And there in that island, he had the darshan of Lord Rahadev. So one of the temples has a deity of Raha and Vasudev. So, but also there is a temple there's one pandit. He had, what was his name? Vasudev also? No, what was his name? He offended the Shridas. And anyone remember? So he would give his Bhagavatam class like he was a Mayavadi. So he would make everything come out impersonal at the end. But no, not Chavapur. So, naturally, the people in his class, they weren't ecstatic. They're all pundits and students. So, he gave his class, but somehow when he read the Bhagavatam, one day, Shivas Thakur, he came and sat in the back. And he heard the Bhagavatam, he was so much ecstatic to hear the Bhagavatam that he started crying in ecstasy and he fainted. So, what is this devotee doing? What is this person doing? He created a disturbance in my class. A serious class on the Bhagavatam. What is he doing? Turn out. So he was taken by the students and turned out on the street. So this was considered a great offense. Adelananda Pandit. So Adelananda Pandit, he committed this offense. And so when Lord Chaitanya, when Nilaya Pandit saw Devananda Pandit on the road, he chastised him. He said, what kind of person are you? You don't know how to, when a real devotee goes to your class and he has ecstasy filled out, you don't know how to tell when someone in love of Krishna, you know, offended Srinivas Thakur. Like that, he publicly chastised, said, you are the lowest of so-called choice one. And he just publicly chastised himself. Devananda Pandit, who was a little older, he was very offended. How dare this divine Pandit speak against me? He was blessed that his relative by some marriage or something was a Vakrishwar Pandit. So he told, listen, Lord Chaitanya is actually Krishna himself. You got blessed by him. He told you. He talked to you directly. He criticized. take it as a blessing. You are actually blessed because Lord Chaitanya has spoken to you. It's not like this, he preached to him. So later, somehow, Devananda Pandit, he realized it's true. And so he approached Lord Chaitanya for forgiveness. But Lord Chaitanya said, "You didn't offend me. You offended Sridhar. You should approach Sridhar and you should ask him for forgiveness. For forgiveness." So in the end he asked Sridhar for forgiveness and he was forgiven. Similarly, other offenders of the Lord, like Chatalgupta, they were in the other side of the river, and so he approached Lord Chaitanya. He had leprosy, so he wanted to be forgiven. He said, "You're Patit Pavana, you're the most merciful, so please forgive me." "No, I will not forgive you. You'll burn in hell because you have offended a pure devotee. I will not forgive you. If you go to him and if he forgives you, I accept you. Otherwise not. I'm sorry, I cannot help you." So this is a very rare thing. You don't ever hear of Lord Chaitanya as Patita. He's really the most merciful. But with Chathagata, he was heavy as this. Lightning bolt. So later, some devotees approached Sridhar. He said, "You should please forgive Chathagata." "Me? I'm not a Vaishnava. I'm lower than a worm. How can anyone offend me? I'm very fallen." "Listen, Sridhar, you may think you're lower than a worm. You may think you're very fallen, but Lord Chaitanya, he thinks you're a devotee. And this Chathagata, he is going to burn in hell because of you. Do you want anyone to suffer because of you?" "Oh, no, no. No, no. I don't want anyone to suffer because of me." Sridhar is such a devotee. "So you better go and forgive him. Whether you think you're a devotee or not, Lord Chaitanya thinks you are a devotee and he thinks that this Chathagata has offended you. So you should go and forgive him." So he went and Chathagata fell at his feet. "Please, Sridhar, please forgive me. I committed Aparad." So then Sridhar said, "I forgive you." And as soon as he was forgiven, Lord Chaitanya suddenly appeared out of nowhere and he embraced Chathagata. He accepted him. And he was, later he became a part of his Sankirtan party. Hari Lal! Hari Lal! Hari Lal! All this happened in Kuladeep. This is known as Aparad Banyan Kuliyathak. The ancient name of Kuladeep is also called Kulia. Kuliyathak. I saw yesterday, I hope all the leaders, they had the devotees pray and that they may be forgiven for all offenses. They bow down to all the other devotees. So in the meditation on Kuladeep, let's pray that in case we commit any offense, knowingly or unknowingly, to any Vaishnava, we can get forgiven. Pancha Kalta Tarudyasha Krita Sindhudevacha Paditanam Vamanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. So, like this. In the morning, we go quickly through the Majadrit, then we go to Koladrit, and we see these two places. We drink the forgiveness of all devotees for any offense, and then we go to Vrindavanagar. This morning, they're coming down the boat to Samudragar. Tomorrow, I'll tell about Samudragar. So, and about the, Ritu Deep is where they're going today. Or should I tell you Ritu Deep today? Now it's fine. Today, huh? There's a Janu Deep tomorrow. So I should tell Ritu Deep today. He says, one vote, how many vote for today? How many vote for tomorrow? What do our Japanese devotees? Today or tomorrow? Arigato gozaimasu. Hare Krishna. So, we'll end up telling the Leela before the devotees here. They don't have access to your LA Live because they're on Parikrama. So, also today is the Vyas Puja celebration of Varanasi. Is that true? In India. Oh, it's tomorrow here in India now. It's because when they had this schedule to be held, it flooded in Mumbai. So they're having it today. So we offer our pronouns to Ranaswami. Hare Krishna. See, I should, they asked me to tell a message, to the devotees. Samudragar is in the southern tip of Koladip, and they cross over to the Ritu Deep. I should have told them, if they didn't, do the forgiveness for offenses, they should do that while they're in Koladip. Yeah, they'll be there till 8:30. So that's 9 o'clock our time. So maybe I can still reach them. But they should have done it at the. You see, if I was there, I would do it yesterday. But I don't know if they did it. This is the first year that I wasn't at the Parikrama. Since Prabhupada took us on Parikrama, I was there every year. So I told my message was, I'm there, mentally I'm there. So, in Koladi, there's in the southern tip of Samudragar, there's a two pastime. One is that sometimes the ocean, which is also known in Sanskrit as Samudra, comes up to that place. So there, the ocean had a discussion with the deity of the Ganges, that you are blessed, Lord Chaitanya. He takes appearance on your side, and he swims in your waters. But the Ganges, she said, no, but you're blessed. He leaves me and goes to Jagannath Puri. There he daily swims in your waters. So like this, the Ganges and the Samudra were discussing. But Samudra said, no, but although he left, he came to my water. But he eternally resides in Navadvip. So there he's eternally residing in the Ganges. Harido, Gangamai ki, Navadvip dam ki. So that's one of the leelas. The other leela is about Samudra Sena. He was a king 5,000 years ago. So Lord Chaitanya, Lord Krishna, he sent the Pandavas. He had Yudhisthira do the Raja Suya sacrifice, where he sent the Pandavas to the four directions, south, north, east, and west. Somehow, Dhinasena, he was assigned to go to the east. So from Hastinapur, he went to Bengal and Manipur and Shandesh and Vietnam and so many countries. There are ancient Vishnu and Krishna temples in these countries. But the king of this place, he was known as Samudra Sena. He thought Vina is very dear to Lord Krishna. If I give Vina a hard fight, Krishna will have to appear and save him. Krishna won't let his devotee perish. This is the only chance to get the darshan of Krishna. I'll put up such a fight that Dina, he'll have no hope. He has to take the shelter of Krishna. Krishna, when he comes and shows himself to me, I'll surrender. I don't want to fight. I only want to fight. I want to see Krishna. This is a strange akshatriya mentality. To see Krishna through fighting. But he did it. And everyone was surrendering to Dina. So he thought this Samudra Sena, he's known to be a devotee of Krishna. He'll also surrender. But this Samudra Sena, he put up a stiff fight. A very stiff fight. And Dina, he was hard pressed. My God. This guy's fighting like anything. Krishna, I don't want to be defeated by this little, I just won the Kurukshetra battle and I killed all the brothers of Duryodhana, I killed Duryodhana. But this guy, he's fighting like anything. Krishna says, I need your help. So then Krishna appeared to Samudra Sena. In the battle. So Samudra Sena, when he saw Krishna, and then he offered the pranams to Krishna, and he was like, all of a sudden he said, Krishna showed him his form as Krishna, He also showed in his form in Vrindavan. He also showed that in Kali Yuga, I come as Navadip, and this is part of Navadip, and I will be coming as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he saw Krishna, he saw Gauranga, and then he surrendered, and he gave the taxes and whatever was required to do Lila. So Lila, wow, all of a sudden he like changed. Krishna, I don't know how he did it. Thank you. So this was recorded that Sanuta Sena, he saw Krishna there in the battlefield, and therefore he had no other reason to fight. Jai Sanuta Sena ki, Krishna Darshana ki. The devotee is there since the year, since last year, they taking breakfast at Sanuta Sena's house, at his, at that place, Sanudagar. So there they, there's a big field. Usually Gopal Krishna Maharaj, he tells his pastime. Somehow he memorizes the pastime, so he tells it. I don't know. Maybe he is with the Russian group now. I didn't get all the details, who's what group. But anyway, I told it to you. So, the next Leela is in Ritudit. We cross islands and we're in the 5th island. So Ritudit. And there, there's the Gaur Gadadhar Temple. The Gaur Gadadhar Temple was place called Chandahati. There, the deity Chandaka Lota had her hidden Chanta trees, where she would, by her mystic powers, she would go and collect Chanta flowers. You know what Chanta is? This is what they call fancy tansy. They make the leis in Hawaii. A lot of leis are made from fancy tansy. This is known as Chanta. So after Krishna's Lila was over, this forest of Chanta trees became a market of Chanta. So it became known as Chanta Hati. Hat means marketplace. But at the time of Krishna, this was where she had her stash of secret Chanta trees. No one knew where she was bringing these Chanda garlands for Radha and Krishna. So, this is the secret. Only Chanda Lota knew. She hid it in Mayapur. So, there, these original deities of Gaur Gadadhar, they were Jai Gaudentai, Rukmini Krishna, Jai Rukmini Dwarkadisha, Jai Rukmini Dwarkanatha, Jai Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Ki, Jai Vlad Narasingadeva Ki. So, how these deities were given to the younger brother of Gadadhar Prabhu is Adrija Baninath. And also This place is known as the ashram of the Ajayadeva Goswami, who was living in the Nalanda town, but he shifted to this place. So the leaders there of Jayadeva Goswami and Gorgadadahar. So devotees will hear these pastimes, see these deities. Usually we show some dramas at this place. So Jayadeva, he was thinking whether to write that Krishna came and he saw a vision that Krishna came and begged Radharani for forgiveness. So this is known as the non-bhanjan lila, very infinite pastime. So he thought, do I write this? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Do I write that he actually kneeled down to his devotee and begged him for forgiveness? So he was undecided. He stopped there. He told his wife, I'm going to the Ganges to take a bath. And he was thinking, meanwhile, Ajayadeva hear that. And he wrote, Krishna kneeled down to Radharani and begged her for her forgiveness. He wrote the verses. And then he took prasad and he went into the room or something. Then Jayadeva came. His wife said, you're just here. How you come now? It wasn't me. I mean, no, you came, you wrote something in the book. You took the shot. You're in the room. You're looking around. I'm not there. She looked around. He's not there. He said, you are the most fortunate lady in the whole creation. That was Krishna. He came and he took food from your hand. He wrote in my book, I was thinking whether to write this about Krishna, that he bowed down to Radharani and begged her for forgiveness. And Krishna came and wrote it. Krishna came. He wrote. Oh. Too much. So. All these lilas happened there. So Jayadeva, he's the favorite of the also his song, Agit Govinda, is very favorite of the Jagannath. Jagannath, sometimes he wears the Agit Govinda chadar around him, and he loves the Agit Govinda. If someone sings that, he goes there and listens. So these lilas, they don't tell all these lilas, but Jayadeva, he was very, very favorite of Lord Jagannath. He went from that place to Jagannath Puri, and there he wrote some prayers for Lord Jagannath. So, like that, they tell some pastime there. They'll go and they'll show the, we found the location of the Radha Kunda. So they show Radha Kunda, Shyam Kunda, and they go to Vidyanagar. Vidyanagar is where Brihaspati, he came as Sarva Bhuma Bhattacharya in order to teach or Lord Chaitanya, but somehow he got confused by the Mayavadis, and he became a Mayavadi pandit, and he went to Jagannath Puri. So there Lord Chaitanya met him and made him into a devotee again. So like that his brother, Vachaswati, his house is there, and there's a temple built by the Gaudiya Math. There's the Gorg Nintai deities, established by, I don't know, someone, and the place of Vidyanagar. So there's some trees where Lord Chaitanya planted a pin, and it grew into a tree, which is a special tree that's good for the ancient fountain pen, so that tree doesn't grow anywhere else. It's a unique tree. So according to the authorities, the botanical society came out and they don't find a duplicate of these trees anywhere else. Like that. So this Vidyanagar is a very, all the knowledge of the Vedas and everything came from Vidyanagar. So our devotees go and do chanting there for at least an hour or two. And they go around the trees and they dance in front of the deity of the Gaudiya Mathas. So this is what's going to happen today on the Vikrama. Some of the highlights. The devotees will then walk to Vidyanagar, the town of Vidyanagar. We used to say in the high school, but since now we have two or three groups, they give us another place to stay. So we build a camp for the men and camp for the ladies, and we stay overnight. There we build a panel, and we give lecture. I remember one year we had one devotee, Bhakta Muhammad, from Bosnia. Obviously he was a Muslim, so it's hard to get the Bengalis to be quiet. But when I said, and here we have speaking tonight, Bhakta Muhammad, everyone became quiet. They were surprised, you know. Because usually you don't get too many followers of Islam to speak. So, silence, and then he spoke. So tonight will be some drama and some introduction of the devotees at Vidyanagar. So, all these places are in Arituddin. Tomorrow they go to Janudin. Tomorrow Sunday feast, I tell Sanila of Janudin. And also the message for the devotees of the Sunday feast. So, if there are any questions, this is your time. Yes, Chulant? In the spiritual world, there's the Vaikuntha Lokas, and then there's the Ayodhya, and the topmost planet is Goloka Vrindavan. So there in Goloka, there are four parts. There's the Raja, the Mathura, and the Dwarka. So this is New Dwarka. Dwarka is one of the three, and the fourth part is known as Svetadvip, and there Lord Chaitanya exists. So he's also in this spiritual world. in this spiritual world, there are no demons. But there is a feeling of the demon. But in the, what do you call, Gokula, the low Vrindavan, the earthly Vrindavan, there are real demons. So also in other days, there are like Jagai Vandai and Achata Gopal, there are offenders. There are no such offenders in the spiritual world. But there are, I would assume that there are feelings of offenders. The Achankaji, he broke the Madanga and he said that no one would chant Hare Krishna again. Lord Chaitanya said, no one will stop us from chanting Hare Krishna. So he was the first of the civil disobedience for the correct cause. So he called hundreds of thousands of devotees, of citizens. He had Nityananda go on one side. He had the different devotees go in four directions, and then they all converged at the house of Chankaji. So that is in Andhadri Lila, the last island, or the first, anyway. So, we go to the, so, there won't be anyone who will stop the Sankirtan or break the records in the spiritual world. But there may be that feeling there. Some leaders are there, but without the actual demons. Something like that, anxiety, and then Krishna saves them. Right. To increase the rasa. You have a question on the internet? You got the microphone? Charada from Gaines or from Alachua. Why? You know, that's an interesting question. I looked at various pictures of the deities of Vrindavan and have no tilak, and have tilak. So I was wondering, because there seems to be also two opinions. Some put the tilak on Radharani, and some don't. I didn't look up myself what Prabhupada said on the subject. But I did notice that in the ancient temples, of Radha Krishna, that some have the tilak on Radharani and some don't. So there's also this two opinions. And I never asked Prabhupada myself. Maybe the pujaris in Mayapur would know. But I noticed that there's not a universal opinion on this. Acharya is he's a former president of the Alachua, and he's our godbrother, right? Oh, not that one? Oh, that's Chadratna. Okay. Yeah, he's a Lina Pro. He's my disciple. He's a lawyer. That's why I asked him, well, that's right. He said, yes. If he's from Peru, he'll ask him Spanish. Any other questions? Ashwada Devi.
Why is it that some people experience ecstasy and others don't? Is it just completely Krishna or Gauranga's or Guru's mercy?
This is a big debate. This is the debate of the kitten and the baby monkey. See, some say the kitten, they're like kittens. They're picked up by the mother cat and they're carried from here to there. The kitten has nothing to do. The cat does everything. So we're completely dependent on the mercy of Guru Krishna. That's the opinion. Like many Christians, they feel like that, that Jesus had died for our sins. We can go on sinning and go on. And then he died for our sins. So Prabhupada said, that's not a very merciful attitude. Jesus suffered. He died for the sins. So we should try to avoid sinning. Anyway, but some Christians think, oh, he already paid our debt, so we don't have to. It's like the cat, kid, will be carried. So then we have to accept Jesus' loss. That's all. I saw the baby monkey is different. The mother does nothing. The baby monkey hanging on to the mother. As she jumps from tree to tree, the baby is hanging on to her. So some say it's all by your karma. It's all your work. Just like the baby monkey. So who is right? The kitten or the monkey? Opinions. This is the big discussion. And sometimes kitten, other monkey, kitten, monkey, kitten, monkey, kitten, monkey. No solution, dissolution. But Lord Krishna, you see, the acharyas, they say, neither are correct. It's something like we fall in the well. Now, they throw us the rope. We have to grab on the rope. We grab on the rope, they pull us out. So it's a combination of our desire, our practice of Krishna consciousness and the mercy. Both are there. So, getting ecstasy or getting Krishna consciousness is a combination of the mercy. I get. Wow. So nice. To give the thought, I didn't see. Anyway, I surely got now. Oh, I didn't know. I didn't feel it. Now I felt it. Alright, so, if you want to take darshan of the deity close up, this is your chance. At 8:30, they close. They don't wait for anybody. Maybe 8:31, sometimes I went late. They just slowly close the door. You know, that's about it. So if you want to get darshan, please say a prayer for Anuttama or other Anuttama or Gopi Devidasi or Phoenix Arizona. She's still in ICU. By your prayers, she's come out of the worst danger. Her heart started working. But still in ICU. She's still in intensive care. So if you get your prayer, many tips of ours. Whatever Krishna wants. She's a young mother. She's a pujari of the deities in the Phoenix. So, she needs your mercy. So, as far as the question by Shraddha, it's a combination. Exactly how much, and then you have to tie the rope around yourself, and then the rest of the pulling is done by the Guru and Krishna. We try our best. Then we also, it's not we just like the kitten lay back and Guru, it's not, if you don't have ecstasy, it's all the Guru's fault. It's all Krishna's fault because they're not giving the mercy. It's not, it's a combination of both. It's neither only by your karma, it's neither only by the mercy. It's both. So because of both, you are able to get a Krishna bhakti. Some people may be devotees from many births, and some this is the first birth. So it's not, why is some get ecstasy? Maybe they got ecstasy because they've been devotees for birth after birth. And some reason they're still here in the material world. So they are showing some signs. Whatever the case may be, we want the real thing. You see, you are renowned, there's a deal there. They offer you a quick fix. They say, your guru is not right, your sannyasi is not right, you come with me, I'll reveal your siddhasru. You're like this. So one devotee, he got hoodwinked by this group, and he was found in a corner of the building, flatting. So the Brahmachari said, oh, Maharaj, what are you doing? Shh, you saw me. Don't tell anyone. Oh no, I won't tell. Oh. What are you doing? So he kept testing him. Okay, I'll tell you what I was doing. I went to Vrindavan, and there they gave me the Siddha Pranali. They gave me my Siddha, so they said I was a Thika. I was just trying it out. We don't want that kind of thing if someone tells us, you're this, you're that. We want to realize it. We want to realize, you want to get the, you want to feel the ecstasy. We don't want someone to say, tell us like something outside of ourselves. We want to realize it. So this is possible. We have to also try ourselves. And we hope and pray for the mercy of our Guru and Gauranga and Lord Krishna. And everything is possible. But we should desire it ourselves. Some people may get more mercy. Hard to say. But whatever it is, officially, we're neither kittens or monkeys. There's something in between. They're like the person who fell in the well. So you need to try to get out. At the same time, we want the mercy. We can't get out ourselves. We need someone to send us the rope. Hare Krishna. Any other last question? Okay, those who want to get to Shana, come up.
Somebody has to show them how.
Gotta break the ice.